Happy Halloween. It's Thursday, October 31st, 2013. This is Mario Lawson. Welcome to Inside the Brahma Box, the show that discusses the lifestyles and the culture between the 101, the 118, the 405, and Topanga Canyon Boulevard, Highway 27. Yes, indeed. It's a great day today. I hope you guys are getting ready for some trick-or-treating. I hope you guys are getting ready to go out there and take your families, spend time with your families, enjoy time with your families and your friends. Don't forget about your friends now, because, you know, late nights are for friends or middays are for friends. Anytime you get a chance to hang out, definitely get a chance to do it tonight. But be safe out there. Be safe. I want to get this out first off, because I know many of you guys are going to go out there and possibly drink and possibly have a good time. Many of the Pierce College students here I know of that are of age are probably going to do the same thing. But I want to let you know that the police are out heavy this weekend. They've been testing all throughout the last week and all the past few weeks on ways they can curb drunk driving for this weekend. So when you're out there, be safe. Get a designated driver. Don't drink and drive. Come on, guys. Let's be smart. Let's think about what we're doing before we do it and have a good time. You know what I mean? You don't want to spend a night in jail. So, you know, let's get out there and have a good time right now. But we got some great things coming for you. Real quick, we're going to go ahead and cut into a song real quick. A song that I produced, Doc Rio produced, you know, the character that I play. But no, the song I produced, it's called Contingency. I wanted to go ahead and play this song for you guys just to have in mind, you know, some things for the future. You know, think about the future, think about contingency before you go out, you know, get a designated driver before you drink. That's right. So we'll be right back after I play this tune. Deep in my soul.
Down.
audience scene. Wash your hands clean. Moss rusties, flee from the scene. So are you talking to me? Move expeditiously. On the road of life, yeah, we, yeah, we win. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Mario Lawson on Inside the Brahma Box at kpcradio.com. Yes, we are here today thinking about contingency. Happy Halloween, by the way, for those who just tuned in. I was talking about earlier the fact that a lot of us are going to go out and have a good time, and I just wanted to keep everybody's focus in mind that, you know, drinking and driving is wrong. But speaking of contingency, this song right here, this thought, this idea, this voyage on preparation, you know, a lot of us spend several years in preparation, preparing to do whatever it is in our life, and always planning some kind of contingency, some kind of fallback plan. I think when you're a student, when you're at home under your parents' rule, they always say, hey, well, you could do this job, but always have something to fall back on, you know. And it's pretty funny. I've been reading several books and getting different information in and preparing my own contingencies. But with that being said, I myself have also had problems with contingency. And I don't want to call them problems. I want to call them disappointments. No, I don't even want to call them disappointments. I want to call them challenges. You know why I want to call them challenges? Because they were a challenge for my mind to see through them in order to get to the next level. I've been out here running around lately and talking to different people and interviewing different people and getting to know the community a lot better. And as I have gotten to know the community a lot better, I've realized that I have even failed myself. In a lot of ways, I failed myself because I let my fears hold me back. Many of you out there probably have that same issue. You have all these plans, you have all these ideas, you have all these thoughts for the future. But as a society, you're probably confused just like me. Confused on what you really want to do because you have this passion and desire burning in you to do something else. To do something that actually may even change the world, for all you know. Or it may even just change one person. And simply put, we sit around, possibly, or I've sat around, and I've feared taking that challenge. You know, when I was in the military, I didn't fear anything. I thought I was going to die before the age of 21. And I ran hard charging. You can ask guys in the military. They called me, you know, hardcore. You know, they called me a high speed. They called me all kind of things because no matter what the challenge was, I would take it. Somewhere along the line, I got older and I started to worry a little bit. And I started to fear my voyage. And I started to look at things from a fearful perspective. You know, it's not about the fearful perspective that you have in your heart. That fear right there is supposed to help you motivate so that you take the challenge and say, okay, I can win victory over it. You know, nobody praises the loser, but a competitive loser figures out a way to win. You know, and it's funny when you look at it that way. I've seen several teams compete for years. Some of them haven't won titles whatsoever. But if they push hard enough, they go for a goal, they conquer a goal, eventually they'll make up some small wins and learn from their failures how to win. You see, we cannot win at anything unless we fail at something. I was talking to a family member, and this thought came to mind because it's been a going thought in my mind that's been motivating. Actually, ever since I got my trumpet back, thank you, sis. When she brought my trumpet back, it sparked some thoughts and some changes in my mind. And I had already had these thoughts in my head. They were thoughts of the future. But picking up that trumpet again and remembering that I had some kind of talent that I hadn't used in years. You know, I forgot I had this talent. It's more or less, I forgot the feeling that this talent invoked upon me. I forgot the drive that this talent put into me. You know, many people don't know that, and I'm going to put this out there just because it's easier to be me. Many people don't know that from the age of 15 to the age of 17, I was pretty much on my own. My family and I had a separation, and I don't fault them for the things they did. We're actually reuniting and becoming much better as a family today. But, you know, back then, I hid a lot of feelings. I stored a lot of feelings of this pain and this misery inside me, and I pushed it down. I pushed it down and kept it and held it in a bottle and smiled all the time and walked around. And you know what? No matter what was going on in my life, as long as I was smiling and having a good time, everything was coming for me. So I kept pressing on and pressing on. Music gave me a drive. The trumpet gave me a bigger drive. I don't know what it was. That trumpet turned into a French horn, and French horn turned into another instrument, and it just kept going on forever. I think it was the bass, the next instrument I played after that. But, you know, it became an experience and a voyage. And as I'm about to tell you in this next song I'm about to play for you, there's an intro for it, and it explains a little bit about my voyage. In the meantime, I'm gonna let this song, our interlude, play out. It's called "It's Shabby." This is another improv by me, Mario Lawson, better known as Doc Rio. I have this hunger, this thirst, this drive that I've been running from. And I mean, for me, it's music. That's my hunger, my thirst, my drive. I've been running from music for quite some time now because I didn't want to share my music to the world. I didn't want to give back the things that I was feeling inside and able to translate into music out. So I just kept building a small library. That hunger, that drive, that thirst continued to exist and weigh me down. I think many of you out there feel the same way. And if you do, if that sounds like you, my only advice is to share it with those that you care about, those that you know may be in pain or in need, and to share it with those that really care about you. You see, I think it's more important that those you know care about you. And if they don't care about you, then they won't care about your music. So does it really matter? Share it.
give it away. You know why? Because if you don't, it does nothing but breed insanity. And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and play Insanity.
Welcome back to Inside the Brahma Box at kpcradio.com. This is Mario Lawson, and that song was Insanity. The song you heard earlier was Contingency, of course, and we also played an interlude named Shabby. But back to Insanity here. Wow. And the theme of this Halloween issue is, or this Halloween show is, motivation and action. And, you know, I talked about myself and I talked about things that I plan and I prep and I think about for the future. And the fact of the matter is, it's not always about thinking about for the future. Many of us sit, or some of us, I no longer do so, sit in these 9-to-5 cubicles. And in these 9-to-5 cubicles, we're painfully weighed down by our own insanity. You know, people think it's the job. Yeah, I hate this job. It's the job. The job sucks. My boss sucks. This sucks. That sucks. You know what? It's not outside. It's inside. You know, people tend to only see what's on the outside of things. including the people around you. So if you're feeling ill on the inside, you're showing it on the outside. The job is just the outside. So obviously, whatever you're not liking is on the inside. And to explain it another way, I want to go back to the story of Thomas Edison, which I never did tell in the first place. A lot of people looked at Thomas Edison as mule-headed, stubborn, dog-headed, when he attempted several times, over and over again, his own insanity, which was to create a light bulb. Now, people saw the process from the outside. They saw him working hard and fervently to create a bulb, something that wasn't ever created, something that did not exist. But what they didn't see was what he was working on the inside. You see, Thomas Edison knew that one. Thomas Edison knew one thing. This is the one thing he knew, that he could create his vision. He felt it in his heart and his soul. And if he stopped trying to create his vision, he would end up going insane. Albert Einstein knew the same thing. His vision was, I can figure out a way to travel through time. I'm sure he did, but we just don't know about it. There's so many different things out here that people put their mind to and their heart and their soul to. And yet, and still, many of us still feel that we can go nowhere. That we don't have the power or the strength or the will or the voyage or the fortical testitude to go forward. We fear. We fear taking those steps. We fear living in our insanity. You see, our insanity is part of that motivation that takes us to the next level. People think I'm talking about, being insane in the mind. No, I'm not talking about being insane in the mind. I'm talking about being insane in the heart. Wanting something, seeking something that you can't get past. I know some people that are even faithful in religion and they still cannot find that one element in their life that makes them feel better. I know many of people who spend time studying all kind of things and still can't find that one piece. Even if you study God and you follow God and you follow your belief, even in your belief, you have to take action. Action is what it is. And so I've been having this conversation with many of people for the past couple of months, including myself, because it's been something I've been working on. I've been doing more taking action for my life, for my freedom, for my existence. And many of you probably ask, why? Why? Because I know there's something greater. I know that when I apply the action, no matter what action it is, as long as it is with good intent, great purpose, and full of love. And if we have those qualities, or if we start with those qualities rooted internally in our souls or in our lives, and we think about them day by day. People listen to The Secret, and The Secret says it's not about monitoring your emotions, but yes, it is. It's about monitoring our own insanity. And when we monitor our own insanity and we reach out and think of things logically and start to take action for those dreams and start to step forward with those dreams. I have a song that actually, it's called Eternity. It says, I know I need to take the steps. The rest is just prepared for eternity. Take those steps. Prepare your route for eternity. With that said, stay tuned for more Inside the Brahma Box next week. This is Mario Lawson signing off for KPCRadio.com.